the weekend, there was a dance. Well, whisk drive and dance. That was the two usually went together. There was a whisk drive and then a dance. Mm. And there was something on, I would say, every weekend, was in either Kirkmichael or Enochdhu or Blackwater or Ballantoom or Bridgecarlie. You know, every weekend there would be something on in some of these places.
Right.
You know, or Glenshee even. Of course, with no TV, they were all well attended, you know. And there was concerts. We used to have concerts in the village hall. A lot. There was a lot of concerts.
Okay.
And the standard of the entertainment nowadays would be considered poor. But then we didn't have anything to judge it with because we had no TV, we had radio, but you didn't have... So it was local people, you know, the local singers and things, somebody who could sing and that. And we all went because there was nothing else to do anyway. So you just went and sat on these wooden forums. And we didn't... As I say, we weren't critical because we didn't have any standards to judge by. So you just thought it was all right.
Right, okay.
But looking back on it, we'd never taken the tack now, you know. People have more expectations now than they did then, you know.
And you had people coming from Dundee for the Dundee Holiday Week to stay.
Aye, in the hotel. People used to come for the Dundee Holiday Fortnight. That was considered, but then there was petrol rationing, you see.
Right.
After the war, for a while, there was still petrol rationing. There was food rationing, and there was clothing rationing. You needed coupons, and that lasted for quite a while, right up to the '50s. So they would come from Dundee. Kirkmichael in these days was considered to be a fair bit from Dundee. Whereas now, people from Kirkmichael go to their work in Dundee, you know, back every night, but yeah. You didn't do it then. We had a bus, the village, the Melvilles along at Old Clubby Hotel, one of the sons, Arthur Melville, he ran the local bus.
So, he ran a sort of independent bus?
Yeah, it was his bus. It was the bus for the village, and he ran Kirkmichael Blairgowrie, and he had the school contract for the high school, of course. And we went down in the morning, and we came back at night. But he did another two runs during the day, as well for shoppers and things. Mm. And that bus was busy. I mean, that was a busy bus in these days, because there weren't the cars, you see.
You also used to go down to the train station and meet people to take them up and down from the hotel to...
But Lochry, mostly.
All right.
Aye. My father also had a taxi, you see, and we used to meet... In fact, I sometimes went with him. The gentry, like the Stormonth Darlings that had Bulvarne Estate, for instance, they would come up from London for the shooting season. Mm. And when they did that, their servants, the cook and the housekeeper and maybe the butler, they came up a week before the gentry came. And my father, he'd had the hire and he'd go across to Pitlochry station because, of course, they could go on the train in London and get right to Pitlochry.
Yeah.
That was on the main line. And they went up to Bulvarne and prepared the big mansion house for the others coming. And then they would come up, they would stay there for a month, maybe more, during the shooting season, and then go back again. And it was the same, then the house would be more or less closed up for the winter months, you know. I don't know what's happened to that place now. But that was what they did, and that was the reason for that hotel being three stories and all these rooms, because It was primarily a shooting hotel. It was for, you know, okay. In the years between the wars, it was mainly sportsmen coming to shoot and fish who came there.
Right, okay.
And it did well at that time, but the Second World War killed all that because the estates stopped letting out shoots and whatnot.
Any reason for that? Or
just... I suppose the concentrated on agriculture more then, I don't know. Yeah. But it finished all that, you know.